Blog Talk Radio.
Hello world, it's time for RTWFC Bible Talk with Evangelist Lloyd Yearwood and his wife Betty Yearwood. For the next 2 hours, join in with us in this Internet Radio Bible Discussion program. There'll be a special singing and call in and discuss the Bible with us. And now here's your host, Evangelist Lloyd Yearwood, live in Madisonville, Tennessee.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's good to be able to come back once again into your homes, wherever that you're at, wherever country you're in. It's good to be able to come in there and just to worship the Lord in spirit and truth with you. So we'd like to tell you, if you want to be a part of this broadcast, why, call in on 310-742-1759. That's 310-742-1759, and we'll put you right on here with us. We'll just worship the Lord in spirit and truth. If you got any prayer requests or testimonies you'd like to put on there, why, just call in on 310-742-1759. So, praise the Lord. So, we've got a call in here, 770. Come in there and tell us who you are and where you're at.
Praise the Lord, Brother Yearwood. This is Brother John from Thomason, Georgia.
Praise the Lord. Glad you called in there, Brother. Just go ahead and obey the Lord there then, and we'll get started.
All right. Well, I appreciate the opportunity. We are speaking about as tonight, as the Lord was here, he says, I am here as one that serveth. And tonight, out of the book of Luke chapter 22, and here it's talking about the last Passover, the time of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I believe I'll start in verse 19. It says, "And he took bread and gave thanks, break it, and gave unto them, saying, This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." He had instituted, amen, that they would continue to remember his death. Amen. This would be a remembrance of the communion as they broke bread. Amen. And broke, amen, which was representative of the bread of life. Amen. And the body. Amen. And also the cup. Amen. Representative of his blood, that not literally drinking his blood, but drinking, amen, a representation that, amen, that the communion discerning the Lord's body. Then the Bible says, he says, likewise also the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the New Testament, my blood, which is shed for you." So this was a new covenant. This was a new promise. This was what had been established, amen, as they took this feast, amen, that it was a representation that Christ's blood, amen, was shed for us. You know, we overcome the accuser, which is Satan, in Revelation chapter 12, verse 10. Says that he accused the brethren, the believers, night and day, and they overcome him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. So, amen, as they come, he said, "But behold, the hand of him," verse 21, "that betrayeth me is with me on the table." So here it was, he had a foreknowledge that he was getting ready to give his life for the world. Not only did he know this, but he also knew that he had chosen one who would betray him, Judas Iscariot. He knew that, amen, the betrayer was at the table with him, amen. And he had to choose someone and ordain someone that would betray him to the world, betray him to the church, amen. And then the Bible says, "And truly this Son of Man," verse 22, "goeth as it was determined, but woe unto that man by whom he is betrayed." In other words, it was determined he was the Son of Man, his flesh was the Son of Man, and it was determined that he would. There was a foreordained plan by God the Father, amen, that he would suffer many things, amen. The Bible says, amen, he was a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief, amen, and by his stripes we were healed, amen. And we also need to know tonight, amen, that he opened not his mouth, amen, and so as he was led, this was a willing sacrifice, amen. You know, the scriptures teach us in Isaiah chapter 1, if we're willing unto be, we shall eat the good of the land. Amen. And we know that he laid down his life. We know he was a good shepherd. We know that according to the scriptures in John 15:13, it says, greater love hath no man than this, than to lay down his life for his friend. We knew that the Lord Jesus Christ laid down his life for all of us, and he considered us, all of us, his friend. And the Bible says, and they began to inquire among themselves which of them it was that should do this thing. In other words, they didn't know who the betrayer was, but they began to ask one another, amen, who it was that would betray him, amen. They did not have a knowledge, amen, that as he was getting ready, his life was getting ready too, that even the betrayer said, you know, the Bible says, my own familiar friends, amen. They asked him where he received his wounds, amen, and said, his own familiar friends. I believe it's in Psalm 41, verse 9, amen, amen. He said, those that sit with me lifted up their heel against me. And so, amen, many times, amen, as he was betrayed, amen, he that ate bread with him. But it says in verse 24, there also was a strife among them, which of them should be accounted the greatest. So here we have a betrayer, and the rest of them are sitting around and thinking, and, you know, the Bible says that the word of God is, in Hebrews 4:12, I believe it is, the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, and is a discerner of thoughts of the intents of the heart. Jesus Christ was that word of God. He was made flesh. We did behold his glory, full of grace and truth. And we also know that as he sat at this table, amen, he knew the hearts of the other disciples, and all the other disciples had a strife among them, amen. You know, the Bible says that where there's envy and strife, there's every evil work. So the doors have been opened, amen. Hallelujah for just these things to be there at this last Passover at that time. And the Bible says, and he said unto them in verse 25, the kings of the Gentiles exercise lordship over them, and they that exercise authority upon them are called benefactors. But ye shall not be so. He began to teach them. He began to speak to them. He told them, amen, that the other nations, not the Jewish nations, but the other nations, amen, lorded over those who had authority. They exercised authority, amen, and so they called them. So this was a lording over. It was actually almost like into a bondage, amen. But he told all his disciples that were thinking that, you know, well, I'm the greatest. Well, no, I'm the greatest, and I'm the greatest. So he was letting them know that, it shall not be so among all of you, but he that is greatest among you, let him be as the younger, amen, and he that is chief as he that doth serve. You know, this is talking about initially this gospel came to the Jews, amen. It came to them, and they were considered the elder brothers to receive the gospel, amen, and the inheritance first, and then the younger as it went to the Gentiles, the other nations, amen. You had the benefit of the elder brother who would receive a major portion of the inheritance, and then the younger, where this gospel went into other nations as they begin to receive. But he had told them, amen, that even though they were elder, and amen, and even though they were the first, that they would come to a place of being last, just like the Lord Jesus Christ said. He said, I am the first and the last, the beginning and the ending, the Alpha and the Omega, amen. And he told them that as they were beginning to think within among themselves that the greatest, he said, if you are the greatest, amen, then you are the minister. You need to be, if you are the first or the elder, you need to be as that he that is younger. In other words, you need to take on that inheritance of serving. You know, there are scriptures there, and especially the time was as the firstborn, amen, would be the one where they would come and serve, the younger would serve, amen. But, you know, we find there in the birth of the twins of Jacob and Esau, amen, and Jacob being the younger and Esau being the elder, but even at that time, amen, Jacob being the heel catcher or the supplanter, that's what Jacob means, amen, and as he come and Esau was coming up out of the womb, his mother's womb, but God had already spoken there, amen, to Rebekah and Isaac and told him that the elder would serve the younger, amen. And so this was a promise because later on in life, the elder, amen, would despise his birthright and sell it to his brother Jacob. And then later on, amen, by the supplanter, by deception to the mother and to Jacob, amen, that he would also get the blessing, amen, that would have went to the elder brother. that he meant it was by promise, because God knew the heart of Esau at that time, and as he had despised his birthright, amen, and the scripture teaches in Hebrews that he looked for a place of repentance, but found none. There was no place to turn around and come back to God, amen, because he had, amen, sold out his birthright. He had despised it, amen, with a pottage soup, amen. And so, amen, tonight God has a whole lot more for us tonight. And you've got a birthright tonight, church. You got a birthright, brothers and sisters, tonight. Those of you under the sound of my voice, and that birthright is an inheritance, amen, under the Lord Jesus Christ, amen. And so as we come, amen, he told them that he that is chief among you, let him be as the younger. You know, the Bible teaches us, amen, and I believe it's in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 2 says, feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight thereof not by constraint. In other words, when you're taking the oversight of the flock, amen, and you are seeing and you're feeding them, it's not by being constrained or being pulled to it, but he said, but willingly, amen, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind. In other words, when you overlooking the flock, amen, and that's what he's talking about, those that were chief, those that were, amen, designed to be served, those that were sitting at meat, those that were sitting at the table, amen, with the Lord himself, amen, to be served. In other words, he began to speak to them and said, you need to not be the one that's going to be served or sitting at meat, but you need to be the one that's going to be serving it, amen. And if you're doing it, you need to do it with a willing mind, amen, not by constraint, not because of necessity of having to, but amen, feeding that flock by love. He says, verse 3, he says, neither as being lords over God's heritage, but being examples to the flock. You know, we're taught to be examples, amen. We're taught to give someone as believers something to follow, amen. Amen, that's what the word disciple means. It means pupil or learner. So he goes back, and the Bible says in verse 27, amen, he says, for whether is greater, he that sitteth at meat, or he that serveth, is not he that sitteth at meat? You know, and he asked the question, in the time there they lived and they were there, he that was the governor of the feast, or he that was sitting at the feast, or he that was being served, would be considered the greater at the table. But what Christ began to take, but he said, I am among you as he that serveth. In other words, even though in their own heart and in their own mind, they knew that the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, was greater than them, but knowing that he was there as one that served, he was there that was one that was ministering even unto them. And he said in verse 28, ye are they which have continued with me in my temptations. In other words, ye are those that have continued in my trials, amen, coming forth, because here he was the Lord of the whole earth, amen, but he come and he humbled himself down, and the Bible says, and he says, are they which have continued with me in my temptation, and I appoint unto you, amen, God was speaking, Lord Jesus Christ was speaking to the disciples there, and he appointed unto them a kingdom as my Father hath appointed unto me. In other words, as Christ received the kingdom, amen, an everlasting kingdom, amen, the Bible says in Isaiah chapter 9 that the increase of his kingdom and government, there shall be no end. This is an everlasting kingdom. As he ascends to the throne, amen, of David, amen, hallelujah, and in the lineage of David he come, amen, and even though he was ascending to the throne, he was all the time, he was serving the people all the time, amen, amen, and even though he was master, and even though he was Lord, and even though he was king, and even though he was the Son of God, and even though he was the Son of Man, amen, and even though he was all these things, his whole life was to serve, amen, those that sit at the Father's table in the Father's kingdom. And he said that you may eat and drink at my table, amen, in my kingdom, and sit on thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel. So we find, amen, he's talking about the apostles, amen. He appointed them a kingdom, and they would sit on thrones in his kingdom and sit at his table, amen. And so they come, amen, but they knew that they had to humble themselves. You know, the Bible teaches us in John chapter 13, verse 1, it says, now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour was come, and that he should depart out of this world unto the Father, having loved his own which were in the world, he loved them unto the end. Christ loved those that were him unto the end, amen, of his presence here. Amen. The Bible says he that endures to the end, the same shall be saved. He never lost his love. There was no greater love than the love that Christ had. Amen. And as he sat, amen, he sat there at the table. This was before the feast. He knew his hour was come. He knew that he came from God and was going back to God. Amen. And the Bible says, in supper being ended, amen, you know, each moment that was going, his life, amen, was coming, going to come to an end. He had a foreknowledge that he would, amen. Scriptures teach us, amen, that he told them to go up into Jerusalem, amen. And in one scripture, amen, and he said that, that all things that were written would be fulfilled, amen. All the things of the prophet, amen. Prophet spoke of the Son of Man would be accomplished, amen. And so we knew, amen, he knows he was there to die. He knew he was there to hang on a cross. And not only was there a crucifixion, but you have to understand this was life himself, amen. And as it was life himself, according to John chapter 14, verse 6, amen. And John chapter 1, we speak about in him was the light, and the light was the life of men, amen. And he lighted all that came in the world. You have to understand that, amen, that he was life, amen. He was life itself, according to John chapter 14, verse 6. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. By eternal life we come to the Father. By the eternal truths, amen, we come to the Father. By the everlasting way, which is the roadway, amen, the highway of holiness, we come unto the Father, amen. And the Bible says, the supper being ended, the devil having now put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him. So, amen, amen. So tonight we need to know, we need to gird our hearts, we need to gird our minds, amen, because the Bible says, David said, King David said, hide thy word in my heart that I might not sin against thee, amen. And so Judas' heart was not girded with the word of God, and so as being not girded with the word of God, the enemy ended in and put it in his heart to betray, amen, the Lord Jesus Christ. But hallelujah, and the Bible says in verse 3, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands. In other words, the Father had handed everything into the kingdoms. Everything had been given to the Son and the heir, amen. And the Bible says that, he he was come from God and went to God. He knew he was going back to the Father. He knew at that point in time that him, for him to be glorified. Amen. If you remember in John chapter 2, it talked about when his mother come and declared that they had no wine. He said, my hour is not yet come. This was his hour to be revealed. This was his hour to come, go back to his Father. This was the hour that would come. This was the events, amen, and the circumstances that would bring him. Here he was sitting, and time was going on. Time was getting closer. And the Bible says he rises from supper and laid aside his garments and took a towel and girded himself. So he laid aside all his garments, his clothes, amen, hallelujah. Laid aside, amen, and he girded himself with a towel, amen. And the Bible said after that he poured water into a basin, began to wash his disciples' feet, and to wipe them with the towel wherewith he was girded. Here was the Lord of all the earth, amen, and only in a towel. Here was the Lord of glory, amen, sitting with them, eating with them, and he was bending down, amen, and doing, amen, the task of washing their feet, wiping their feet, amen, amen, because in the Middle East, areas where the desert, not only the desert, but everywhere you walk, amen, your dirtiest part of your body is your feet, because, amen, hallelujah, for many reasons, amen, everywhere you walk, you pick up the dust, you pick up the things, and so he washed, amen, their feet. You know, the Bible says in Philippians chapter 2, hallelujah, verse 3 says, let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let us others better than themselves. Christ, even though he was Lord and Master, esteemed his disciples, amen, better than himself. With the lowliness of mind, hallelujah, it wasn't done with strife. Got to remember, I read to you, amen, over there in Luke, that all the disciples, amen, one was a betrayer and the other 11 were trying to figure out who was the greatest among them. He was getting ready to die. He was getting ready to be crucified. Not only was he getting ready to die on the cross, amen, but, well, let's go on here a little bit farther here in Philippians chapter 2. And the Bible says in verse 4, look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. In other words, he began to teach, tell them and instruct them. He said, don't look on the things of yourself. Don't look on the things of whether you're the greatest among the group or not. But, amen, but begin to esteem others. Begin to look at other people's life. Begin to hold them up. Begin to lift them up. Begin to serve them. Begin to, amen, and hallelujah, as you're sitting all on one table in the kingdom, as you're sitting together, amen, take on that heart of a servant to serve one another. Take on that heart, amen, because tonight the Lord Jesus Christ, though he set at table, amen, amen, and he set at meat in the Passover, he's here tonight and he's here tonight in your life to be, he comes as one to serve, amen, even though he's the Lord of glory and even though he's the master, he's esteemed himself, amen, and let nothing be done through strife, because here's what was happening, amen, among the disciples. Here what was happening, amen, and the Bible says, look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. He saw the things of the disciples. He saw the things of Judas Iscariot. He saw the things of the world. The Bible says he loved them to the end. He saw the things that they would go through. He saw their afflictions and their, amen, and their sicknesses, and he saw the weaknesses, and the Bible says, let this mind, verse 5 in Philippians 2, be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. This was the mind of Christ, to think on the things of others. This was the mind of Christ, amen, to be like-minded, amen, and love one another, amen, and being of one accord and one mind, and amen, hallelujah, that the lowliness of mind, that this was the mind of Christ, to esteem others better than themselves, and hallelujah, and then the Bible says, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. He was exactly equal with God, the Bible says in Isaiah 9 and 6, amen, and he was the everlasting Father. Amen, and so, amen, the Father, amen, and he thought not robbery, but verse 7, but made himself of no reputation, took upon him the form of a servant, just like he said, I'm here to serve. He took on the form of a servant. He took on the form of a minister. He was here to minister. That's what ministers do. They minister, amen, to those, amen, those that are chief among you, those of you that are pastors and evangelists and apostles and prophets and pastors and teachers, amen. Amen, you need to take on the form of a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, that you are there to serve. You're not there to be served, amen. The Scriptures teach us that Jesus came not to be ministered to, but to minister, amen. And so tonight we need to have that same mind. We need to become as one, serving one another. The Bible says in one place, I believe it's in Joshua 24, serving with sincerity and truth. One place it speaks about serving with humility of mind, amen. So it's a mindset of the mind of Christ, filling yourself, amen, amen. No matter what your title is, no matter what position you have, you can be at the top rung of the ladder, amen, according to the Scriptures, amen. That's the very thing, that you'll start out at the very bottom of the ladder, amen, and you will gird yourself and humble yourself like Christ did there in John chapter 13. And the Bible says, in being found in a fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even to the death of the cross. We have to also know that what this was, the death of the cross, he was life himself. For him to humble himself to death, death would overcome him, but even more so than that, the death of the cross was a cursed death. The Bible says, he whoever hung on a tree is cursed. Cursed is he hung on a tree. So this was not only a death, but it was a cursed death. Amen. But on the third day, he would rise up to a blessed life. Tonight, church, do you have that blessed life? Amen. As you humble yourself and think on the things of others, and are you coming here to serve one another? Amen. Thinking upon the things of others. Have you come tonight to minister? Amen. And not to be ministered to, but to minister to others? Amen. And esteeming them better than yourself. So wherefore God hath also highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. When he became obedient to the death of the cross, God gave him a name that was above every name. Amen. When he humbled down and got as low as he could go. Church tonight, there are those of you who need to say my voice. He done got as low as you can go. Well, let me tell you something. There's only one way, and that's up. Amen. When you've got it as low as you can go, there's only one way. Amen. And everything is up. Amen. Amen. He said, I will look unto the hills from which comes my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. We need to look unto the hills. Amen. Hallelujah. Tonight, Amen. He's the lifter up of our head. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, the things in heaven and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Here was a man who hung on the cross, but he was Lord to the glory. His name was above every name. Amen. And when he hung on the cross and humbled himself, amen, even though he fashioned himself as a servant, amen, and made a man when he hung on the cross, which was a cursed death. His name was above every name. Amen. And we need to declare that he is the Lord to the glory of God the Father. Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. In other words, fear of God, reverence of God, that as he hung on the cross, let him make a declaration that he is your Lord and Savior. He is the Lord, and you need to declare that tonight. But the Bible says, going back to John chapter 13, amen, in verse 6, it said, then cometh he to Simon Peter. Peter saith unto him, Lord, dost thou wash my feet? Jesus answered and said unto him, what I do thou knowest not now. In other words, Peter didn't know what the Lord was doing. The other disciples didn't know what the Lord was doing. But he said, but thou shalt know hereafter. In other words, once he had done it to them, they would know what he had done. While he was doing it, some of you underneath some of my voice, you might not know what the Lord's doing. Some of you might even ask, Lord, are you going to wash my feet? Are you going to do this? Or are you really going to do this? This is the job of someone who's a slave. This is a job, but you're the Lord. You're the master. You're the Lord of all the earth. You're really going to bow down and wash my feet and take away my dirt and filth? Yes, he will tonight. Amen. He'll bow down at your feet. Amen. We have been proclaimed and declared, amen, to bow his feet. Amen. That our knees shall bow. But this was the day that the Lord himself had bowed down before all of the disciples. Amen. And washed the feet. Oh, hallelujah. He even washed the feet of his enemy. He washed the feet of the betrayer. That's the kind of God I serve tonight. That's the servant's heart tonight that my Lord, amen, does. And the Bible says, Jesus answered and said unto him, amen, in verse 8, Peter saith unto him, thou shalt never wash my feet. Jesus answered him, if I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me. You have to understand, unless you've been washed by the blood of Christ, unless you've been washed, unless your feet and every foot of you have been cleaned, what God is doing in your life, amen, he's washing the filthiness out of your life, he's washing the dirt out of your life, and he's humbling himself before you and cleaning you every bit whole tonight. But the Bible says, Peter says in verse 9, Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head. You know, hallelujah, once he got the idea, well, if you're going to do that, go ahead and wash it all. Go ahead and make everything clean. But the Bible says, and Jesus saith unto him, he that is washed needeth not save to wash his feet. In other words, he that is washed, amen, you just need to wash your feet. Hallelujah, you just need the cleansing of the place where you're walking, that you're walking by faith and not by sight. Amen, amen. He's washing your feet because of all the things of the world that have got wherever you walk. Amen. But amen, you need to know tonight that the Bible says you are clean by the words I've spoken unto you in John 15:3. But he said, but it's clean everywhere, and ye are clean, but not all. And for he knew who should betray him. Therefore, said he, ye are not all clean. In other words, amen, even though they had washed their feet, even after he had washed their feet, there was one that still didn't have a clean heart. You know, the Bible says, amen, who shall stand in the holy hill in those days? He that has a pure heart and clean hands. Tonight, amen, that those that have a pure heart shall see God. But for you to have a pure heart tonight, you have to let the Lord of glory, amen, wash you and cleanse you from all your unrighteousness. You have to come and let him wash you in his word and the washing of the regeneration. You have to, amen, come, amen, amen, as you're sitting, amen. I'm glad tonight that there was a Lord of glory who was the master of all, who girded himself with a towel, laid aside his garments and humbled himself, the Lord of glory. Hallelujah, amen, and came and washed my feet. But when he washed my feet, he washed my sins away. Oh, church, tonight, amen, there's a servant, amen, that has bowed down. You have to understand, when I come to Jesus, he bowed down and washed my feet. He cleansed me from all filthiness and unrighteousness, and all my sins was washed away. And when he bowed down tonight, amen, It is my duty tonight to bow down my knee and give my life to Him. It's my time to serve with humility. He gave that to me as an example. If the Lord of glory, Lord of all the earth, can gird Himself, then tonight I'm girding myself with the Word of God and washing you with the Word of God and washing your feet. Every Word of God that I speak to you is washing the filthiness in your life. I'm bowing down before each and every one of you right now and washing you with the Word of God. Amen. And girding myself in the Word of God. Because tonight that's all I'm covered with is the Word of God. I come humbly before you as His servant, amen, to minister to you the Word of God tonight, because as my Lord is here tonight, I'm here tonight to serve you. I'm here tonight to give you His Word. I'm here tonight to wash your feet with His Word tonight, amen, hallelujah. But the Bible says, amen, in verse 12, so after He had washed their feet and had taken His garments and was set down again, He said unto them, know ye what I have done to you? You call me Master and Lord, and you say, well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, you ought also to wash one another's feet. Church, it's time for us to serve one another with humility. It's time for us to exhort one another. It's time for us to esteem others better than ourselves. It's time to quit blurring about there or quit saying, well, this was the greatest or that was the greatest, or say within your own heart, well, I'm the greatest because of this, or I'm the greatest of this. Oh, there's nothing greater than the Lord Jesus Christ. There's none here greater tonight. Tonight we're all servants. Tonight we're all humble. Tonight we're all being washed. Tonight we're washing one another. We're washing each other's feet with the Word of God. We're ministering, amen, to one another. Even though we're miles away, we are bowed down with the Word of God and humbling ourselves and girding ourselves with the Word of God. We're girding ourselves with the garments of praise. Amen. We're girding ourselves with the clothes of righteousness. We're girding ourselves with the fine linen, amen, that was given to the saints. He said, for I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord, neither he that is sent greater than he that sent him. If you know these things, happy are ye if you do them. We need to be tonight, we need to be a doer of the word. Tonight, God, the Lord Jesus Christ, has given us an example. He said, I speak not of you all. I know whom I have chosen, but that the scripture may be fulfilled. He that eateth bread with me hath lifted up his heel against me. Now I tell you before it come, that when it come to pass, ye may believe that I am he. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that receiveth whomsoever I send receiveth me, and he that receiveth me receiveth him that sent me. Church, tonight, I've been sent by God. Brother Earwood has been sent by God. There are other ministers and other speakers getting ready to speak. They've been sent by God to you. Tonight, if you receive them, then you receive the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you receive the Lord Jesus Christ, then you receive the Father, him that sent him. Tonight, amen, there was a betrayer. Tonight, there are those that will lift up their heel. In other words, as the time is there tonight, don't be a betrayer tonight of the Word of God. Don't betray the innocent blood. Amen. When he's coming by and washing your feet, don't turn your heel up against him and lift up your heel against it. But tonight, stretch out your feet and let him wash you. And let him make you every whit clothed. Because tonight, there's the greatest one in the house. There's the greatest one is the Lord Jesus Christ. He's not the one that's sitting at me, but he's come here as one who serves. Tonight, will you serve one another by the Lord Jesus Christ? Whatsoever you've done in the least of these, you've done unto me. Tonight, let me answer the question. Ask you the question, and you answer it. What have you done to Jesus tonight? What have you done to Jesus today? I didn't see him. Oh, yes, you did. He was that man that was walking down the street. He was that person in front of you in the car. He was that woman, amen, that was with you on your job. He was the one, everywhere you look around, that's the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what you've done. What did you do to the body of Christ today? Amen. Did you wash your feet, or did you just pass by, and did you betray? Don't be a betrayer tonight, but be a servant of the Most High God tonight. And just see, as we sit at the Passover, sit down and together, He will grant for you to sit in His throne as He sits in His Father's throne. Amen. Because tonight, there's one greater than He that sits at meat, and it's a servant who's ministering to you, amen, and each other tonight. Go ahead, Brother Yearwood.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate that wonderful song, that message there, Brother John. I guess it could be called a song. It was a wonderful word of God. So David, he sung. And So, you know, as we're serving the Lord while we're doing whatever God wants us to do. So I got a call in here, 937. Come in there and tell us who you are and where you're at.
This is Brother Green, Sister Green, Springboro, Ohio. We're just glad to be with you.
Praise the Lord. We appreciate you calling in there. I'm going to have Tim to sing a song, our Brother Green, before you minister. Then after you get done, I want Sister Joanne to play that song that she played there on your broadcast.
Okay. Was it something about Nobody's Record But Mine or something like that?
Yeah. Nobody's Record But
okay.
Mine.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
So we'll let her play that song there after you get done preaching there, and then she can obey the Lord, whatever.
Okay.
Praise the Lord. So we'll just let Tim go ahead and sing a song then, and praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Okay, Brother Green, just go ahead and obey the Lord there. We're having a problem about getting our equipment to work here. We're going to have to pray, and God's going to have to give us new equipment or something or other. Praise the Lord.
Okay, you're with. It's good to be with you tonight. I enjoyed Brother John's preaching, and we missed a little bit of the first part of it, but we're thankful to be on here tonight, and I'm so glad that I can be a servant to the Lord. And, you know, we're all here. We're servants, like Brother John said. We're servants one of another, and there's really no big eyes in this thing. We're all the same in Christ Jesus. I mean, there's... we know we have ministers. We have, you know, we've got apostles and prophets, evangelists, teachers, and we have the lay members. But, you know, whatever our calling is tonight, no matter what our calling might be, we must be faithful to that calling.
Amen.
You know, I read in there where Paul said he was called to be an apostle. And other places he would say he was an apostle. But I think, you know, sometimes he was struggling probably, and he was one of the greatest apostles that ever lived, and he probably did some of the greatest work of any man that's ever lived that we know of, that we have a record of. And
amen.
But he didn't consider himself to be somebody way up, you know, at the top. And I tell you, when we got Jesus in our heart, we're at the top. That's as high as we can ever go in Christ. But I know there's different levels in Christ also. But I tell you, the Bible said we're seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Once we've been born again, we're no longer under the things of this world. We've been set free, and we've been made a new creature in Christ Jesus. And the old things that used to hold us down and keep us from living right, those things are gone today, praise God. You know, the stone's been rolled away, and Christ's come out of that tomb, praise God. And he went back to be seated at the right hand of the Father. And he sent gifts unto men. He gave gifts unto men. He led captivity captive. And he freed those people that was in prison there in the heart of the earth and took them back there to heaven. And somewhere there in heaven they are today, praise God, their spirits. And
amen.
And the Bible said that the graves bursted open. There are many of those that slept in the graves. In Matthew 27, I believe it is, the graves even come open. And they come out of there. And I believe they got their glorified body and went on into heaven because Christ was already risen and led them out of that captivity that they were in. When we read the place in the Bible there, and I believe it's Luke 16, we read that place there where he talked about the rich man Lazarus and how that there was a great gulf fixed. And I tell you, he came down and he loosed them out of that place, and he led them out and took them into heaven, and paradise today has been moved out of the heart of the earth, and the bosom of Abraham is not there no more. There where Abraham was and all the old prophets, and but he led captivity captive. He took the keys of death and hell, and he overcame the devil, overcame Eve, and resurrected and brought them out. And I tell you, when he went about doing good, he made a demonstration that he had power over the devil. He came down here to serve us, to give us the good things that he had to give, and given us many things today, and put a great table, praise God, spread a great table. He spread a great table for us to feast at the Father's house today. And I'm glad that I'm feasting at that table. I can pull up to that table just like I believe it was Mephibosheth there in the Old Testament. He pulled up to that table, the king's table, and King David said, go down there and see and get if anybody's left of the house of Saul or Jonathan, and said, bring them to me. And they went down there and found him, that one man, crippled him. And he said, well, I'm just a dog. I ain't got no business sitting at the king's table. But you know, the king took him in, you know. And the king took you and I in, praise God. And he's been feeding me. And the Bible tells me that he feeds the sparrows and all the birds of the field and the beasts of the field. And there's nothing that God can't do. And I was going to read a little scripture here. I won't be too long tonight. But over here in Mark chapter 9, praise God, verse 33. And he came to Capernaum, and being in the house, he asked them, what was it that ye disputed among yourselves by the way? But they held their peace, for by the way they had disputed among themselves who should be the greatest. And he sat down and called the 12, and saith unto them, if any man desire to be first, the same shall be last of all, and servant of all. And he took a child and set him in the midst of them. And when he had taken him in his arms, he said unto them, whosoever shall receive one of such children in my name receiveth me. And whosoever shall receive me receiveth not me, but him that sent me. Praise God. And I want to go a little farther here. But these disciples was asking the question in verse 33. Jesus said, what was it that you disputed among yourselves by the way? And they held their peace there because they was trying to figure out who was the greatest, you know. It says there in verse 34, but they held their peace, for by the way they had disputed among themselves who should be the greatest. And he sat down and called the 12. So he called the disciples over to him, and he saith unto them, if any man desire to be first, the same shall be last of all and servant of all. You know, when we try to climb to the top and we try to get to the top and we try to step on people getting there, I'll tell you what, we're going to be in trouble one day when God tallies up the score, so to speak, you know, at the end of when everything's over, when the judgment is set, and we stand before God, and we give an account for what we've done in our bodies. I tell you, we're not going to get to the top stepping on people and pushing people down. But I'll tell you, we'll get up higher in God. If we'll pick people up, we'll reach down. We'll help people along the way. That's what serving is all about. That's why Brother John's talking about how we wash one another's feet, and it's because we need one another. I need you, and you need me, and I've not made it so high up the ladder that I don't need nobody, and I'll never get to that place where that I don't need nobody. I tell you, if I need prayer, you know, I'll go to the front, and I'll let them lay hands on me and pray for me, because it's not a sin for a man to be sick or a man to have problems or temptations fighting somebody or something and they can't seem to overcome, you know, that temptation. I'm not talking about falling into sin, but I'll tell you, the devil is there to tempt you and to fight and struggle, try to drag you down. And the Bible said we're wrestling not with flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. So there is some spirits, some wicked spirits in this world that we're fighting against. And we need help sometimes. The Bible said, pray ye one for another that ye may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. So it ain't a shame. You know, some people, they get into ministry and they're a pastor or maybe they're an evangelist or maybe assistant pastor, and they get to the place they don't want nobody praying for them because, you know, they wouldn't want you to come up and lay hands on them because it might look like they had a fault or they was struggling with something. But I tell you, if you're struggling with something, you need to call for the elders of the church to pray for you, because there's sicknesses that's not only in the body, but there's the people that's got problems in the mind that they need a touch from God, and they need hands laid on them, and they need help in getting their deliverance. And that's not saying that they're backslidden away from God. That's just saying we need one another's help, that we are workers together with God, and we're to pray one for another that we may be healed. And the Bible said that these signs shall follow them that believe. And it says there in Mark 16, they shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. And I thank God that many times that I've struggled, you know, with sickness or something coming against me, and I didn't, you know, you don't always have to go up there and say, well, this is what it is, or that's what it is, but God knows what it is, and God knows how to answer, praise God, and He will make a way. When the Bible said there that there seemed to be no way, He makes a way. He said He'd make a way of escape, that you may be able to bear it. And sometimes that way of escape is to go to the house of God and go up there and find yourself a place to pray at that altar when the altar call's made. And it don't make no difference if they look at you and think you're a sinner, because the Bible tells me all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And there was none righteous, no, not one. When Christ came down here, if He had not died on that cross, if He had not been the one that served Him, served for our sins, He became sin for us. You know, He paid a price we could never pay. And I thank God that He paid that price for me. And I want to go on here a little farther, looking here at chapter 9 of the Gospel of Mark. And I started here in the 33rd verse, and I'm in 35. And He sat down and called the 12 and saith unto them, if any man desire to be first, the same shall be last of all, and servant of all. And he took a child, and set him in the midst of them. And when he had taken him in his arms, he said unto them, whosoever shall receive one of such children in my name receiveth me, and whosoever shall receive me receiveth not me, but him that sent me. So he took that little child. You know, those little children, now they don't, they're clean, you know. A little child, they don't think bad thoughts and stuff like that. And they don't know really the difference between a good and bad. And however you train them is pretty much what they know when they first start out. And they don't know the good from the bad. But he said, that we got to receive a righteous man in the name of a righteous man. I read that one place. And whosoever receiveth a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward. But we got to be careful that we ain't trying to run down one another. Like I said, trying to get to the top of stepping on one another, and a pointing our finger and a trying to accuse one another of things that we suspicion, you know. Some people claim they got discernment, but they got suspicious minds, and they dream up things, and maybe they have a dream on somebody and go tell the whole church. It might not even be from God. It might have been from the devil. And I tell you, we got to be careful, church. We got to love one another, and we've got to consider one another and pray for one another and treat everybody right. It says here, for he that is not against us, see, let me go on back up here now. Verse 38, and John answered him, saying, Master, we saw one casting out devils in thy name, and he followeth not us, and we forbade him, because he followeth not us. But Jesus said, forbid him not, for there is no man which shall do a miracle in my name that can lightly speak evil of me. He that is not against us is on our part. For whosoever shall give you a cup of water to drink in my name, because you belong to Christ, this is because they know that you're a Christian, and they know that they're helping you, and they're on your side because they're trying to help you. Praise God. Because you belong to Christ, verily I say unto you, he shall not lose his reward. So they, when they saw Jesus pick up this little child and put him on his knee and held him there and called the disciples over and told them, he was telling them something was going to help them out down the road when they when they was on their own and ministering. Because, you know, they could have got haughty and high-minded, and they could have said, well, we are the apostles, and we're the 12, and we walked with him and talked with him, and he taught us all along the way, and we're greater than you are, and we're better than you, but and we're looking down our nose at you, but you know what? Jesus was teaching them a lesson because he was saying, don't you look down your nose at nobody, because this little child, you can't even look down your nose at this little child, because this little child belongs to me, and all mine are thine. He said over in John 17, and they all belong to the Father, and they all belong to Christ, and they're all one in Christ Jesus. Praise God. And we're supposed to strive to be a servant. We're supposed to strive to bring harmony in the body of Christ and not try to cause division among the brethren. And we're supposed to try to get things better and not worse. Praise God. You know, I'll get off of that. I started to get on something there, but I'll leave it alone. But don't be trying. You know, when you go to split a piece of wood, you take a wedge and you take a hammer or a sledge, and you go to beating on it, and you can bust it apart if you put enough pressure on it. And I don't think the church ought to be trying to split one another apart and trying to separate people from one another. But he told them to come unto me, all you that labor and heavy laden. And he said, I'll give you rest. But he wants us to come together in one mind and one accord, and so that the Spirit of God can work in and amongst us. Praise God. I'll go a little farther here. In verse 42, and whosoever shall offend one of these little ones that believe in me, it is better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck and he were cast into the sea. And if thy hand offend thee, cut it off. It is better for thee to enter into life maimed than having two hands to go into hell, into the fire that never shall be quenched, where their worm dieth not and the fire is not quenched. And then he goes on to tell some more things. I won't say too much more about it. But you're getting the picture tonight. I hope people are getting the picture of how Jesus took that little child, and there he had them big old disciples there, the 12 that had walked and talked with him. And you know, he was teaching them, don't try, you know, to think that you're something. But just be thankful that you've been born again. Just be thankful that God called you to serve Him in this kingdom, because He told us to take up the cross and follow Him.
I can hear it on Facebook.
And I'll tell you tonight, I'm glad that I've got a hold on that old rugged cross. That I'm a-taking it and a-carrying it for Christ. And I don't want to lay down my cross until my work is done, because one day, you know, the sun's going to go down, and one day it's going to get dark. And I'll tell you, I want to walk in the light as He is in the light, and keep myself unspotted from the things of the world. And I want to love the Lord with all my heart, mind, soul, and strength, and commit my way unto Him. And I know that He'll keep that which I committed unto Him against that day. And I'm just glad to be a servant, Brother Yearwood. And I guess I'll turn it over here to Sister Green.
Okay, let her go ahead and play that song, then let her go ahead and minister there then.
Okay.
Amen.
I see, Sister Green. Let me get this call in here, then see who they are and where they're at, then we'll get you on there.
All righty.
Okay. 661, come in and tell us who you are and where you're at.
Not on here.
Okay, who are you there?
It's not on here.
Okay.
It must be Sister Gladys, Brother Yearwood.
It must be. Just go ahead and obey the Lord there and play that song, then just go ahead and obey the Lord, then we'll get her in there and obey the Lord.
All righty.
When I stand on that great judgment morning, hear the records of all that are there. Everything is recorded. But this consolation we'll share, I'll face nobody's record but my own.
Praise the Lord. Amen. That's the truth. And I'm just so glad to be with you again, Brother Yearwood, and thank you for the opportunity to be able to share God's word across the world. Hallelujah. And I was have a testimony that I want to share, kind of, I don't know how it fits in with tonight, but God knows all about it and how it works and who's listening and who needs to hear what, and we just obey God. Hallelujah. And we shared with you last night, I believe it was, Brother Yearwood, that we was looking for something and that we couldn't find in the house. And it had been something that I needed, a diploma that I needed to prove to my job place where I work, credentials of that I had been to school and been certified for what I do. And we couldn't find it. And we looked for 6 days for this thing. And we finally found it today. And how happy I was, and I'm rejoicing. We just found it about 2 hours ago, if that, maybe an hour and a half ago, and how I've just been rejoicing over this. And I thought about the woman in the Bible in Luke 15, how she had 12 pieces of silver, I believe the Bible says, and it said that she had lost one of the pieces. And here it is. It's starting with verse 8, chapter 15 of Luke. Either what woman having 10 pieces of silver, if she lose one piece, doth not light a candle and sweep the house and seek diligently until she find it. And when she has found it, she called her friends and her neighbors together, saying, rejoice with me, I have found the piece which I had lost. Likewise, I say unto you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repenteth. So Jesus is talking there, and he's telling them about how the angels rejoice when the prodigal son came back to the father's house, and how when the lost sheep had went astray, and the God the good shepherd left the 99. And he went after and found the one and brought him back, and they rejoiced together. And I was thinking about this here, how the woman, to her, that piece of silver was precious to her, and how she looked for it. And when she found it, how she called for her friends and her neighbors, and how she rejoiced. She said, let's rejoice together. And we're talking about being a servant tonight. And I thought about how my close friends, that I've got confidence in, and how I know the life that they live, and how I know that they're servants of the Most High God, and I and my husband and I were servants of the Most High God, and how we've got confidence in one another, and how we call upon each other when we have a need, and how we pray to a living God that can hear, that has an ear to hear, and his hand's not too short that he cannot answer. He does answer. Praise God. And we talked on our broadcast Friday night how we serve a living God. Our God is not dead. He can hear us when we pray. He has an all-seeing eye. He sees everything. He even sees the sinner when he went astray, the lamb that left the fold. He can see right where that sinner is. He sees where you are today, my friend. And, you know, he knows what you're doing. And nothing that's hid shall not be uncovered. The Lord will reveal things, praise God, even in the church house, hallelujah, but how we can have confidence in one another, and we can call upon the saints of God to pray, and how the prayer comes to pass. It had been 6 days that we just about tore our house apart looking for this a diploma of mine. It meant a lot to me. It may not mean a lot to you, but I tell you, when it deals with your livelihood and what you're going to do for the rest of your life, praise the Lord, and it means a lot to you, and you ask for people to go to prayer, the servants of God to go and pray, and praise the Lord, they go in their secret place and they pray, and God said, what you do in your secret place, he will reward you openly. What you do in your closet, hallelujah, if you call on God and you spend much time in prayer, and he'll reward you openly, and we don't have to boast, praise God. God, about it, that we wash our face and we don't show ourselves to fast, and we don't tell people that we're fasting. We may share with our spouse that we can't eat today because, you know, we eat meals together, and they're wondering, what's wrong with you? Are you sick? And we got to tell one another in that aspect, you know, not to boast, but to say, well, we can't eat today. I'm pushing back my plate. But, you know, we don't get on Facebook and we don't get on radio broadcast and say, well, we're fasting today for this and that. And you know, but when God brings something to pass because the servants of God had prayed about it, then we rejoice together. Hallelujah. There's confidence. God's coming back after a church that's making herself ready. Praise the Lord. The ones that without spot, without blemish, without wrinkle, praise God. There is a perfect church that God has. Maybe not everybody that enters into the building that's a church is going, but there, God is coming back for a number, that a multitude that no man can number. Hallelujah. God is a good God. So we rejoice. The angels rejoice when a sinner comes back to the Lord. And we rejoice because now we have our brother or our sister that maybe have been backslid. Praise the Lord. And we want to help them along the way. Like Brother Green was talking about, woe to them, that would be better for a millstone to be wrapped around their neck to offend one of these little ones. And when we talk about these little ones, we're talking about the new Christians. Praise God. Them that are on the milk of the Word, the sincere milk. And, you know, I was talking to our pastor's wife today, and we were talking about how she made a comment that you can't clean them up before you catch them. We've got to catch them first. We've got to get them in the fold, praise the Lord. And then the Bible said, let the old women train to bring up the teach the old, young women, praise the Lord. And you know, I believe that goes for the men too. The old men will teach the young men, and praise the Lord. And we're to be a servant of the Most High God. And, you know, I believe there in Luke 22, where it's talking about be a servant, that, you know, let the chief among you, I don't know, I didn't read the scripture yet. We've been on looking for that diploma, praise the Lord, that we found about an hour and a half ago. But, you know, I read in the Bible there where it says that when you enter a church, praise the Lord, to take the back seat. And when you're asked to come forward, then you go up. But if you go up boastfully and you take the high seat, that you would be abased. So we got to come in humbly and be a servant to the Lord. It says, let the chief among you be a servant. Praise God. And, you know, that's what I want to be tonight, Brother Yearwood. I want to be a willing vessel. I want to be a servant of God, Most High God. And I just want to, you know, when my mother was teaching me, training me up as a teenager, going out seeking for a job, and she would say, Joanna, when you fill out an application, when it says where do you want to work, you know, if you want to be a cashier or do you want to be a cook or what have you, she said, you put open on there. Wherever needed, praise God. And that's how I want to be in the body of Christ. Wherever you need me, Lord. Wherever you want me to go, send me, Lord. If you want me to stay, I'll stay. If you want me to go, I'll go. I just want to be open to you, Jesus. Wherever you want me and whatever you want me to do. And I want to be ready to hear my master say, Joanna, go here, or Joanna, go there, or you stay right here, or go pray for this one, or go pray for that one. You know, when Jesus came out of the mountain, and the Bible tells us that the multitude gathered around, and they needed healing and stuff, and he just came out of the mountain and was praying. Praise the Lord, and there he delivered let the lame walk, and the blind to see, and the dumb to speak. Praise God. And you know, if we're at anywhere in our store or supermarket, wherever you may live, and you may be coming out of a village somewhere, going into maybe back home into a jungle, I don't know. But you know, somewhere along the way, we must be ready to pray and lay hands on somebody that needs to hear from God, the Most High Living God, praise the Lord. And there's only one way to Him, and that's through Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. That's the only way you can reach heaven, the throne of God. And Jesus Christ sits on the right hand of the Father, praise the Lord. And He makes intercession for you and I. He is the mediator. Hallelujah. And I look at it like this, Brother Yearwood, like a court system. and how America has set up their court system, how you have the judge, the Most High judge is the Father, hallelujah, and you have the lawyer, praise the Lord, that's Jesus. He will go to bat for your defense, praise
Amen.
God. If you're on his side and he's on your side, praise the Lord, you've accepted him as your Savior. You have got the best lawyer ever that ever can be. No money can buy Jesus Christ, praise the Lord. But you have to offer your body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, praise the Lord. So we have a service to God to offer ourselves a sacrifice. Praise the
Amen.
Lord, and which is your reasonable service. Praise the Lord, to be a servant to him. Hallelujah. And I thought about how we lift up our prayers, praise the Lord, and the angels, they go to and fro, and I believe they carry up our prayers up to Jesus. And Jesus, I believe he goes through them, and I believe he looks at the urgent ones, and he looks at the ones that he just is going to wait for the Father to answer. And then I believe with all my heart, that Jesus is like, sort of like a mail room. I believe he sorts through them and sees the urgent ones, and immediately he takes them to the Father, and within a moment of a twinkling of an eye, just like that, that your prayers are answered, praise God, in the urgency is what I'm talking about. As long as we're not praying amiss, praise the Lord, and sometimes we think, well, prayer didn't get answered, but sometimes God's saying no. Hallelujah, and we've got to accept the answers that we don't think are being answered as though God has got this, that he knows our future. He holds our future. We may not know what our future is, but we know who holds the future. Just trust God. Hallelujah. Back to you, Brother Yearwood.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate that, Sister Green. Wonderful word there. Sister Gladys, you in there?
Yeah, I came in late, Brother Yearwood, but I'm here.
Okay, well, the ones that come in the evening, they got the same pay as the one that come and spent the whole day. So if you don't mind, we'll let him sing a song here, then we'll get you on there then to obey the Lord.
Yeah, go ahead, brother.
Praise the Lord. Just worship the Lord with me.
One day a crowd was gathered to watch dying fight. A little shepherd boy named David, who served God with all his might. They offered him great armor, but he chose a sling and a stone. Said, "You come to me with a sword and a shield, but I come in the name of the Lord." I come in the name of the Lord. I come in the name of the Lord. There's no battle that I cannot win. We've already won the war. I come in the name of the Lord. I come in the name of the Lord. Now this mountain you are facing, dying just the same, but again he will deliver if you go in Jesus' name. The odds might be against you and you might feel you can't go on. Keep the faith of the mustard seed and he will make you strong. Mountains crumble, giants will fall. I serve a God who created them all.
Appreciate that song. That's good. So just go ahead, Sister Gladys, and obey the Lord there.
I first want to praise God, Brother Yearwood. It's been a hectic day, but I glorify my God. I thank
Amen.
You, Brother, for inviting me onto your broadcast. Forgive me. I'll try to read the scriptures I had printed out. But it looks like the Lord has already taken me to other verses.
Amen. Just obey the Lord.
In Luke 22:7-11, then came the day of unleavened bread, when the Passover must be killed. And he sent Peter and John, saying, Go and prepare us the Passover, that we may eat. And they said unto him, Where wilt thou that we prepare? And he said unto them, Behold, when ye are entered into the city, there shall a man meet you, bearing a pitcher of water. Follow him into the house where he entereth in. And ye shall say unto the good man of the house, The master saith unto thee, Where is the guest chamber, where I shall eat the Passover with my disciples? In 12-13, And he shall show you a large upper room furnished. There make ready. And they went and found as he said unto them, and they made ready the Passover. Brother Yearwood, you know, he sent Peter and John. If they only knew that that was the last meal that they would eat with Jesus, I know that they wouldn't have ever wanted to leave that room. They would have prepared it in the best way they ever could. If they knew that was the last, very last meal, but he said he gave them specific directions. He said, you'll go in a certain area of town, and those houses that had two levels, those were the well-to-do places. They were the in a certain area. And the man that was carrying the pitcher, that would be a peculiar thing because most men didn't carry pitchers with liquids. That was mostly the women that you see out on the street. But I know today's will for us in the Word of God will give you specifics as to the way you're supposed to live. And I praise
Amen.
God for that. If we just follow the Word of God, it will show us and lead us and guide us in the way that we're supposed to go and be with Him. And someday when Jesus comes back, after following all those directions, Brother Yearwood, we'll be prepared as a bride, and we'll be able to go back home with the Lord. But I was
Amen.
Reading as the song was going on with Timothy about the woman anointing Jesus' feet, and that was in Luke chapter 7. And it said in verse 36, and one of the Pharisees desired him that he would eat with him, and he went into the Pharisee's house and sat down to meat. And behold, a woman in the city, which was a sinner, when she knew that Jesus sat at meat in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster box of ointment and stood at his feet behind him weeping, and began to wash his feet with tears and did wipe them with the hairs of her head.
Amen.
And kissed his feet and anointed them with the ointment. Now when the Pharisee, which had bidden him, saw it, he spake within himself, saying, This man, if he were a prophet, would have known who and what manner of woman this is that toucheth him, for she is a sinner. And I'm going to jump down to 44. And he turned to the woman and said unto Simon, Seest thou this woman? I entered into thine house. Thou gavest me no water for my feet, but she hath washed my feet with tears and wiped them with the hairs of her head. Thou gavest me no kiss, but this woman, since the time I came in, hath not ceased to kiss my feet. My head with oil thou didst not anoint, but this woman hath anointed my feet with ointment. Wherefore I say unto thee, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much, but to whom little is forgiven, the
Amen.
Same loveth little. Not down to 50. And he said to the woman, Thy faith hath saved thee. Go in peace. You know, there's many loved ones I have today in my heart And you know, sometimes turmoil happens and the enemy wants to send a device to stop us from doing the will of God. But Brother Yearwood, with all that's within me, the lights may go out when I'm scheduled to preach. And there may be something happen here and something along the way, but God said not to look to the left and not look to the right, but just keep
Amen.
My focus on the Lord. And I want to have a true heart like this woman did. There may be sins in the hearts of some of my people and my loved ones, but I'm going to cry out to God for their souls. And I'm going to continue yeah. on my knees and fast and pray if that's what it takes. But I'm not ever going to give up. He's got me. He's given me a work to do. And I'm not going to give up, and I'm not going to stop back now. I'm not going to hold back. The devil may fight, but I'm going to keep fighting right back. I know the God I serve will deliver the people of my family. He will take away
Amen.
The things that they desire to do, and he will bring them forth to him. He's promised me my household, and he's going to bring them to
Amen.
Their knees. He's going to bring them forth, and he's going to
Amen.
Let them serve him. He's promised, and God is a God that he doesn't lie. I praise him for that today. I want to have a true servant's heart, Brother Yearwood. You know, the daycare, I spent time in the daycare at the church, and I'm not patting myself on the back. And that was one daycare that was targeted by the government. I'll speak it loud and long, but I know this much. God makes a refuge for his people. He will take care of his people if we walk uprightly before him. And you know, many people didn't see me sweep out the corners of the walls, and they didn't see me if I vacuumed the floors or mopped the floors, but I did it unto the Lord. We're supposed to have a servant's heart when we do something for the Lord Jesus Christ. And I give him glory today, Brother Yearwood. I thank you for letting me be on the broadcast. I sat there in my house today, and when I got home after a couple of meetings I had to go to, but I said, Lord, I'm not going to sit here and worry and fret over the things that the enemy's bringing forth and trying to destroy, but I know he's going to tear down every stronghold. I pray
yes.
long
Amen.
And loud for my loved ones, and he's going to bring them in one by one. He's going to bring them in. The devil may want to tear down, but my God will build up, and I praise him for that. Like I said, the enemy may want to justify through my loved ones how they can do things and do things wrong. They were brought up in the house of God, but they will soon hit their knees because Jesus is bringing them home. He's promised me my household, Brother Yearwood, and he's going to do it. I want to turn it back over to you, but I thank you for allowing me to be on the broadcast. But I thank God for the woman that kissed his feet. You know, their feet were dirty and filthy, but she didn't care about that. She wiped his feet with her tears, and she laid there at his feet. She sat there down with him and broke that alabaster box. And what they were grieved over and upset about was because it was so many amount of money for wages, but she didn't care about that. She spilled it over the Jesus' head. She knew what was to come. The Holy Spirit knew what was to come. We need to have a servant's heart. And I turn it back over to you, Brother Yearwood.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate that wonderful word there, Sister Gladys. You're welcome to come on here any time that we're on here. And I know Brother and Sister Green welcomes you too. So I feel like I was talking to the Lord today, and I was thanking him about it. And I was, you know, I thought, well, my Lord, God, you put us all together. We're all in one place. And, you know, we may be many miles between us, but we're all in one place. We're all in one mind. We're doing something for the Lord. So just give God the glory and the praise for it. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. We got some prayer requests here we're going to turn in, and you can get your orders ready, and we'll turn them in, and we'll go to the Lord in prayer there here in a minute.
We have a couple praise reports. On Sunday night at the Madisonville Church of God, a 17-year-old boy got saved and sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost. And he's only 17 years old, but he's been alcoholic for several years. And he was delivered from alcohol on Sunday night, and we want to give God praise for that. And we had another lady at our church. Her name is Terry. Her daughter was in the UT hospital, and the doctor said that it looked pretty bad. She had pancreatitis or something like that, whatever it's called, and she was pretty bad off, and her kidneys wasn't functioning, and the doctor said she wouldn't be able to eat nothing for 5 days. And the pastor went through and prayed for on Saturday, and Saturday evening she was setting up eating, and as far as I know, she went home today. So we just give God the praise for that. And I've got an announcement I want to make. Dr. T.L. Lowry will be at the New Life Church of God, 317 Aquon Road, Andrews, North Carolina. Brother Fred DeLelli invites everyone to attend on Saturday, April the 5th at 7 p.m. and Sunday, April the 6th at 11 a.m. He wants everyone to come out and be a part of that. And we have many prayer requests. Some of them's real serious. Let's remember Sister Debbie Samples. Brother Fred still gaining his strength. And we just thank God that he was healed from cancer here about 3 weeks ago. And he just needs God's strength. So we just ask everybody to continue to pray for him. Remember the Kevin Miller family and Kevin's mom that has cancer. She needs a miracle. Keith Green, David Keller has cancer. Bobby Henderson that broke her ankle, and she's got a son, Stevie, that's crippled, and he needs a touch from God. Glenna Talent needs healing from her broken leg. Steve Woods needs healing in his legs. Debbie Eggenberg has cancer all through her body, so let's remember her tonight. And Eddie Bolton, let's remember him. Pastor Paul Fritz needs healing. Baby named Avery Joe, or Avery Sue, excuse me, needs a miracle in her body. And Charles Bryant has cancer, needs a miracle. Brother John's grandson that has two types of cancer, let's remember him. He needs a miracle. And another grandson that has a disease. And a lady by the name of Vivian has cancer, and her daughter has MS. Bill Sexton needs prayer. His medicine's not agreeing with him, and it's just making him not feel well. Pastor Rick Harris has heart problems, and he said to also pray for his brother that has a lot of medical problems. Pastor Brian Fincannon had heart surgery, and he's on the mend now, so just remember him that he'll have a speedy recovery. Let's remember all of our kids that need to be saved, and Greg Padgett that's having back problems, a guy by the name of Ronnie that needs salvation, Brother Ed Moore that needs a healing in his body. And let's pray for all those out there that are hurting and have needs that are listening. And remember the Greens. Says Josie has internal bleeding, and a little baby by the name of Lucas Garland died, so remember that family. And Pearl Phillips fell and busted her head open. She goes to our church, and they had to glue it back, but they did find out that she had a mass on her neck, stem. And her husband said that if she wouldn't have fell, that they wouldn't have found the mass. So just remember her in your prayers. Brother Paul Chapman says pray for Linda Powers. She was having health issues, and said to also pray for the Sears family and the passing of Cecil Sears. Let's remember the Dave Good family and the Mary Jo Yearwood family. They lost their loved one this week, so remember them. And let's remember Frida tonight. She has needs. And the Gaddis family said that they needed prayer for Tiffany Gaddis. She's in her late 20s, and she developed a disease of the spine that has crippled her. And Wanda Bivens says that her husband, Rufus, is not doing well. He's going to go see a neurologist this next week, and the doctors think that there's something else going on in his body, something about his muscles. And Larry Hansen from the original Hansen singing group took his first round of chemotherapy today, so let's remember him. And Rudolph Ivory was taken to the doctor because of a hacking cough, and they found out that he has cancer in both lungs and adrenal and in his adrenal glands. So let's remember all these prayer requests.
Praise the Lord. Now, Brother John, you got any prayer requests?
Yes, I do, Brother Yearwood. Let's remember the David Gresham family. He lost his 29-year-old daughter a couple of days ago. Her funeral, as far as I know, I was waiting for a word from her. But she lives in Alabama, and I believe her funeral's tomorrow. But Brother David, I've known him for years, and me and him co-pastored couple churches together, and he's up in Douglasville, and just remember that family, man. This was an unexpected death of his daughter, and then let's also remember an elderly lady by the name of all I know her is his sister. She fell yesterday, high blood pressure, and then she fell she cut her head pretty bad, back of her head, and she had to have some staples put in it, so. Just remember her in prayer, and we've got a couple of people that need their cars repaired, some people that need their job, some jobs, and a lady by the name of Tammy with EMS had a stroke. And do want to give a praise report. My wife's doing a whole lot better. She's really covering good. I pray the Lord just a little bit with her eye. Continue to pray for her, but she's really come through this, and I praise the Lord for it. I appreciate all of your prayers. I really feel strongly. I was really moved. In fact, God had already dealt with me about that. But I do want to say to Sister Gladys, you know, and to all of you, Brother and Sister Green, and Brother and Sister Yearwood, Sister Betty, and Brother Lloyd, and Brother Tim, you know, it is a privilege to serve with all of you. And Sister Gladys, I want to tell you that what you brought out, You've come to a place in your own life that was your own life story, what you just told from that lady, because there are those that have surrounded you that have invited Jesus into their house, but just like this Pharisee did, he hadn't never washed the feet of Jesus. He had never served the feet of Jesus. There are those around that wanted Jesus for their social status and to come into the house, but that's all they wanted. But when he came into your house, Your life was just like hers. There's brokenness, and you need to know. Until tonight, till we come to the brokenness and the broken vessels, we can't be made all over again. Sister Gladys, tonight you went down to the potter's house, and your whole life has been placed into brokenness. But you need to know that you're in the hands of the potter tonight, and you're the clay, and he's making you all over again. He's going to make your life and your family and your relationships all over again. And that which has been cast away, amen, into the potter's field, the field of Adelsima, is going to be cast away, and he's going to make your relationship and your loved ones all over again, because they are in the hands of the potter tonight, each and every one of them. And even those, amen, that have hardened their heart and even have been marred, God would say to you, thus saith the Lord, I'll make you all over again. So tonight you have that promise. That until you come to the place in your life and your physical things, into your brokenness, it was a precious vessel. In fact, some of those that were around you even said what you poured out on Jesus was a waste. But you know that it was preserved, amen, to his burial, to preserve his life, amen, and at a time. And this will be spoken unto you, saith the Lord, yea, even as a memorial. And there'll be those, amen, that there is a memorial, amen, and in Christ has put that memorial, not only for you, Sister Gladys, but for all those that would hearken and hear your voice. that until we come to that place of brokenness, we can't be made all over again. So this is a new beginning for you, and it is not
Thank
a waste
you.
Of what you have given.
Thank you, Lord.
Not fearing well doing, for thou shalt reap, thou faint not, saith the Lord.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate that wonderful word there. Sister Gladys, you got a prayer request?
Yes, Brother, I do. I pray for my I ask that you pray for my children. I know God assured me that he'd bring them in, and I know he will. And I know sometimes when things look the worst, I know that we're right on the breach or right at the brink of the breakthrough, and I know God's going to move and along the way, and like I said, he's going to tear down all strongholds that they justify the things that they do, that it's okay, but according to the word of God I read, it's not. And I give him glory tonight ahead of time that he's going to move on my children's heart. I know it, and I can see it, and I pray that I ask that you will remember my niece. I don't know what's going on in their life, but the young kids today are full of confusion, and they don't know which way to go, and remember her. Her name's Crystal. Remember my uncle. He's got pneumonia, and he's getting ready to have a cancer surgery. And just remember him and John Loveless from our church. He just had cancer surgery. So remember those needs and remember me, and that the Lord will continue to give me strength to watch Sarah.
Amen. We sure will. We'll put you on the Miracle Valley prayer line there. Brother, Sister Green, you've got a prayer request?
Yeah, Brother Yearwood, just pray for my family, brothers, sisters, nephews, nieces. A lot of them's unsaved and need salvation, and my two brothers are not saved, and I got three sisters left, and I'm not too sure about all three of them, so pray that they'll come in, give their heart to God. Brother Tim Hall needs a touch from God. We have a friend named Wendell, is it me?
Davidson.
Yeah, Wendell Davidson. He's been diagnosed with cancer, and he's a good man of God. So
yes.
He's a young man. He's probably in his 40s or something, but maybe a little older. I'm not sure. But he's very much needed in his church, his home church, and he's very active in it. He's been diagnosed with four different kinds of cancer. And pray that God would heal him. And
yes.
I haven't heard anything about my cousin that's fighting the cancer, whether he's gotten saved yet or not. And just pray that the Lord will save him and heal him also. And she already mentioned Keith Green. And his dad had been sick. Pray for him too. Arthur Green. And he's from down around Madisonville there, so some of you might know him. That's all we have tonight.
Yeah. Praise the Lord. Let's go to the Lord in prayer then and take all these requests before the Lord. Our Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, we come in agreement right now, Father. Lord, you heard every prayer request. Lord, you know them, Father. Lord, we just ask God that you'll, hallelujah. Lord, that you'll reach down, God. Hallelujah. Lord, that you'll touch them, Father. Lord, that you'll move, God, with your own power, your own hand. Lord, that you'll touch them, God, that allows and Father, that don't know you, Lord, as a personal Savior. Father, we pray to you right now. We praise them, God, right at the foot of the cross, right where the blood run down the cross and run down on us. Lord, we just pray and ask you that your blood will touch each and every one of us, God, that's lost, Lord, to save them, sanctify them, and fill them with the Holy Ghost. And Lord, we ask you, God, them that's sick and afflicted, Lord, you took stripes on their back, and you said, Lord, we were healed. And Lord, we believe in that, God, we're standing on that. And Lord, you said we were healed. And Lord, we're standing on that. Lord, we're believing you that you're going to touch us. And God, that you're going to move, you're going to heal them that seek the fleet. And Lord, we praise your holy name, God. For Lord, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. We praise you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm going to let Tim sing another song here. before I tried to obey the Lord. So we just appreciate each and everything that's been said and done here. I tell you, God's been a-moving on this broadcast here this evening. I feel his presence, and I know that he is God, and I know that he hears. And, you know, he said that his word wouldn't return back to him a void, but it will come as what it's sent forth to do. And we're sending the word out tonight across this land, across this world, into every nation. And I just praise God for it, because I believe that God's touching them, that we may not never see them here, but they may come up to us when we get into heaven and say, I heard you on the broadcast, and I give my heart to you. Praise God, it'll be wonderful just to know that we've stole one from Satan. And, you know, the Bible said to be as wise as a serpent and as harmless as a dove.
Yes,
and one passage of Scripture, it says, of them that would win souls is wise. You know, that's what I want to be, a soul winner. I want to be wise in the Lord. I want everybody to know, praise God, this man that's called Jesus, without they know him, they'll not make heaven their home. I praise God tonight that we can know that we know beyond every shadow of a doubt that we are a child of the King. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
Worship the Lord with Tim as he sings. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Tonight, I'm, praise the Lord. Am I still on? Praise the Lord. Did I cut myself off?
No, we.
No, you're still there.
Okay, I didn't know. I moved the phone here and thought I might cut myself off. Tonight, I've got a passage of scripture here that I want to look into. Matthew 18, or 28 and 18. It says, "And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth." You know, praise God, God gave Jesus all the power that he had in heaven and in earth. And, you know, he's going to use that power for us because, my friend, he died for us. And he wouldn't have, if he wasn't going to give us some of the power, then he wouldn't have said it. But, you know, he said in verse 19 right here, he said, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost." You know, he gave us a commandment to go and to teach all nations. And, you know, praise God, that's what we're trying to do here. We're just trying to be a servant of the Lord. And he told us, he gave us a commandment to go into all the world, hallelujah, and to teach all nations, to baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. In the verse 20, it says, "Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even into the end of the world." Amen. And, you know, praise God. That's what he said there. He said he's going to be with us. He said to go into all the world and to teach them. And right here, this is new scriptures that the Lord opened up to me. What are we just sitting here, and the song was being played there, and Tim was singing right here in Mark of the 16th chapter. It says, "And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature.
Yes.
He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned." You know, praise God, I'm believing here tonight. I praise God that we're going into all the world. We're preaching the gospel to every creature. And I tell you what, everybody that will hear this word, and if they will go, you know, the word tells us here in the Matthew 28, it said to go and teach them. You know, we need to go forth and teach the world to baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. That is the commandment that Jesus gave us. He wrote it in red writing. And I praise God tonight that we are going forth across this land. We're a servant of the Lord. He's, as Brother John said there a while ago, he told Peter, he said, "I'll just wash your feet." And Peter said, "Not only my feet, but my hands and my head also." My friend, tonight we can be cleaned through the presence of the Holy Ghost. We can be clean tonight if we want to reach out to him and let him sanctify us. You know, I praise God. I thank God for that 17-year-old boy that was over there at the church Sunday night. He come in there, and he had, they said, alcohol on his breath. I didn't smell none myself, but I went over and I hugged his neck, and I told him that hang in there, that God would take care of him. But I do know the young man, he laid there on the floor for a long time, and he began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave him utterance. Nobody didn't have to tell him, and I know by that, praise God, he received the Holy Ghost, something that you hardly ever hear of, but it does happen. I believe sometimes that God knows what we have the need of, and I believe that he said, I'll just baptize you with the Holy Ghost. I'll give you some extra strength that you can go with. I tell you what, tonight, my friend, that's what we're trying to do, is to tell the world that Jesus still loves them. He still, praise God, his blood is still poured out, and it's still covering the sins of people. It's still worshipable way. Praise God, if we will just call upon him, he hears us, and he will answer our prayers. And praise God, I thank God, you know, I've got five kids, or we've got five kids, that's out of the faith. But we know, praise God, that God's word said that if I believe, he's going to save my household. And I'm standing on that promise. Praise God, every one of them is going to come in. Because God is not a God that he should lie. Whatever he told them, he said it. Praise God, you know, I believe it was Peter when he came out of the prison, out of the jail there. Praise God, in the inn, the keeper there. He pulled his sword and would have took his own life. But praise God, I know it was Paul and them. They said, do thyself no harm. We're all still here. Praise God, I'm telling you tonight. Hallelujah, we're all still here. And praise God, God is still reaching out. Praise God, but man, he believed, and his household was saved, and they were all baptized. Praise God, and I'm telling you tonight, hallelujah, all we've got to do is just believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Just call upon him. Just weep before his cross, before him. He will hear. He will answer. It may not be on our time, but God will. He will reach down. I guarantee he will reach down, and he will save our families because he said that he would save them. My friend, I'm telling you tonight, all we've got to do is just trust his word. Just go forth and trust him because we walk uprightly before him. And we do everything that he tells us to do. And we go and carry the message that he tells us to carry. I tell you, God will. He will answer. He will hear us. And he will do something for us. Hallelujah. I'm going to ask Betty to do some reading for me here. Praise God.
1 Samuel 23:16-18. And Jonathan, Saul's son, arose and went to David into the wood and strengthened his hand in God. And he said unto him, fear not, for the hand of Saul my father shall not find thee, and thou shalt be king over Israel, and I shall be next unto thee. And that also Saul my father knoweth.
Amen.
And they too made a covenant before the Lord, and David abode in the wood, and Jonathan went to his house.
Praise God. I tell you what, you know, praise God, David and Jonathan, Jonathan was servant of the Lord. You know, he went to David, and he told him, he said, my father knows this. He knows that you're going to be the next king. Then I'm going to be next after you. Praise God, and he, that's the reason why that he didn't like it. He was looking for David, but praise God, I'm so thankful tonight that he told him, he said, my father will not find you. He knows God. Hallelujah. My friend, I'm going to tell you something. The enemy tonight will not find you. I'm so thankful tonight, I believe. Over there, I believe it's Isaiah. I believe I'm where I'm speaking from. He said, there's not a weapon formed against thee. I shall prosper. Praise
Amen.
God. I'm telling you tonight. There's not a weapon that's formed against you shall prosper, but it will be condemned. It will be brought down in the day of judgment.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, that we are serving a living God. We're serving one, hallelujah, that hears our cries. He knows our very in thoughts of our hearts. He knows the very intents of them, and he will cry out. He will answer. Praise God, I'm so glad tonight that I know that Jesus, he said, all power is given unto me in the heaven and in earth. Praise God, he's got all power tonight, and we are a servant of his, and we're being servants of the Lord, of the Most High. He said that he made us join ours with him. Hallelujah. We joined ours with him. Praise God, our greater, our brother. Hallelujah. He hears and he answers. He will take care of us. It don't matter what the devil may throw at us. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. I'm so thankful tonight. Hallelujah, that I know that I know that when I call out on the Lord, he hears, he does answer. He will, my friend, reach out to you. I can just see him now reaching his hand down. Isaiah over there, he said that his arms wasn't too short. His ears are not too dull, but he cannot hear our cry when we cry out to him. He's standing with his arm all outstretched to us. I tell you something else. I don't know why this, but my friend, God said he was married unto the backsliders. And I tell you the backslider, all they need to do is just return back from whence they left from. Just like the prodigal son, he found himself in walk down there in the hog pen. He would have eaten the husk that the hogs would eat, but no man would give it to him. But he said he rose up. And he said, there's more at my Father's house. Praise God, there's more tonight at the Father's house, my friend, that we can ever eat. We just need to return back to him because he'll put that ring back on your finger. He'll put sandals on your feet. And he will kill the fattest calf for us tonight. My friend, you have been astray. You went astray from the master's table, but he's standing with his hands stretched out. He's standing a calling your name now. I tell you what, I know because one time I went astray, and that's the most miserable life that you'll ever have. And the Word tells us that the ways of a transgressor is hard. I've seen the great services that I'd inducted in. I've seen the great moves of God where I'd been. I've seen souls saved, seen people sanctified, and see them filled with the Holy Ghost. I see them that were sick and afflicted receive miracles. I saw that when I was out there in the world. But when I returned back home, hallelujah, I praise God for it because I found out that there's more at the master's house than they are out there in the world. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. I hear that we've only had 90 minutes or 90 seconds left there. Praise God. I'm so thankful tonight for this broadcast. I praise God for each and every one that called in there. Praise God. We've got another minute left. Praise God. Brother John, you want to give the church announcement? Praise God.
I'm pastor of John Sample, pastor of Giant Tabernacle, 114 East Main Street in Thomaston, Georgia. And if you're in the area, we have Wednesday night services at 6 p.m. And then right now we're having services at Sunday at 2 p.m. But on April 20th, Easter Sunday, we'll be going back to the old 10, 11 o'clock and 6 o'clock on Sunday. So if you're in the area, please come and be with us and just lift up the name of Jesus. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate it. Sister Gladys, you got any church announcement?
No, just we are at 6367 U.S. 60 in Polksville, Kentucky. And our times are 10 a.m. on Sunday and 7 p.m. on Wednesday night and 6 p.m. on Sunday. Sorry about that.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate that. Brother Sister Green, you got a church announcement?
Yeah, we're Heavenly Highway Tabernacle with Pastor Billy Wilson and Pastor Merle Seeley. That's 5990 Michael Road, West Middletown, Ohio. Services are at 10 Sunday morning and 6:30 Sunday night. Saturday nights at 7 o'clock p.m. and then a Wednesday service at 7:30 p.m.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate it. Appreciate each and every one calling in. So we just now went off the air. So God bless you. We love you. And we'll talk to you there later.
God bless.
God bless.
God bless.
Good night.
Good night.